Slander.
Is the thing on? Farfa Nugan.
Ahoy, me hearties, and welcome to UCR Live. It be Friday here in Australia, and it be Thursday night in America. I don't know, I felt very piratical all of a sudden.
What's
I don't know if piratical is a word, but that's the word of the day today. My name is Steve, and I am the ringmaster of the crazy kooks that are existing before you. As you can see, it's only a little foursome. We're half and half today. We're half American, half Australian. So, you know, you get the best of both worlds. We have in the bottom square representing headbands, Katie McCarthy.
Listen, my hair is looking pretty rough today, folks. I just came from a soccer game where Grayson scored the only goal on his team.
Yeah.
So I'm in soccer mom mode. No, I didn't tackle anyone, but you know what?
Are you always
there's still
in
time.
Soccer mom mode?
Wait,
but I was in baseball mom mode before, but you know what? Now it's soccer mom mode time.
I have concerns. That's your soccer mom outfit?
Well, I changed really quick. It's hot out today. Am I supposed to look better? Who am I trying to impress? Kyle?
Care. Shake your booty, Kyle.
I'm not out trying to impress no one. I got to be, like, ready to move and yell at the ref. I've got to be ready. Listen, I have to have loose clothing. I got to be ready to yell at the ref and go chase the ref because that ball was clearly out of bounds. That was clearly a handball.
Oh, you're one of those, are you?
No.
Okay.
Actually, not at all.
Do they do oranges at halftime at soccer?
We had popsicles at the end of the game.
America.
I was going to say, as a former soccer referee, Katie, I don't think we can be friends now.
No, I don't chase down the ref. I actually kind of did one of these when I heard someone chase. Like, the other coach was, like following the poor ref down, and I'm like, oh.
And Katie's saving her glow up for when we arrive in America. Katie's going to be like, how do I impress these Australians every time I see them?
I know. Yes. I just like
she's like the
like
Teddy
so
Mellencamp,
much.
Where we're like, oh, is that what you're wearing?
You are Teddy. Oh, Katie's Teddy.
I have zero fashion sense. I have zero fucks to give about it. I just really hope you guys like me.
Look, the jury's out.
I'll wear a low-cut shirt. I got big old boobies.
Winning.
Brookie's on the countdown. She's ready for America. Hey, Brooke.
I'm so ready for Brookie.
I have 88 days until I fly. I'm very, very, woo! Very, very excited. So, yes, I am nervous as heck to leave my children for a month. But, look, I'm sure they'll survive.
I've got some children that can take their place. Don't worry.
Pseudo children that I can borrow.
You
it's
can
fine.
Borrow them for sure. I mean, Grayson's already ready for Steve to come over and watch Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, we're having an Are You Afraid of the Dark sesh. It'll have to be I want to watch season one because it's this, I think it's, oh.
Are you rubbing your nipples?
Yeah, I was like, oh, that scared me. The Tale of Laughing in the Dark, we've talked about
that was
before.
A great one.
Oh,
a really good
so
one.
Scary. I live. So that's terrifying Katie's child, so he won't sleep for the rest of his life.
Yay!
We're going to break him. It'll be great fun. Speaking of great fun, Mr. Jeffrey Emmett is here. Living his
oh, my
life.
God. I don't know if it's my best life, though. I got to be honest.
I know.
You know that song, Ooh, That Smell. So
what?
Since Atlanta, there's been a smell.
We what have is not in your bag?
Where?
No, what, in my car.
In your vagina?
Yes,
they have soap for that, sweetie.
Need to wash the vagina out. So what happened was, we thought it was a coffee mug, right? Because it was like a billion degrees there. And we washed it out, and the smell stayed the whole trip home. And then this whole time, I'm like, oh, my God, there's no way. I've got my Young Living diffusers in the vents. I've got my little clay rock. I'm spraying I've got the diffuser. We're moving stuff. I'm like, what the hell? There's a rotten fruit, something in this car. It's not natural.
Did anyone have like any dairy products or anything? Here we go.
So I take the kids to the water slide yesterday. I go with the neighbor. Mm-hmm. She's like the towel van, right? She's sitting in the front seat. She's a little thing. She's like 80 pounds soaking wet. And the towel like hits the underneath the dash.
Okay.
We go to get back in the car after the day at the water slide. She's like, honey, there's a dead mouse in your car.
Oh, hell no. No. Nope. Bitch. Nope. 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 Nope.
Bitch.
Hell no.
Bitch.
Nope. No.
Cinderella's friend came home with me.
Gus Gus got in your car?
Yes, he sure did. Gus Gus, and he was dead as shit, okay? And now, all I could think about was at my in-law's house years ago, and it still looks pretty plump, right? So I was like, is that really what was causing the smell? It doesn't look like it's been dead. And it was just... So years ago, at my in-law's, my lighter fell out of my pocket. They had a sectional, right? And it was one of the ones, you know, where the pieces meet, right? And so we unhooked it, and I go to reach down and grab my lighter in between. And as I pull it out, I, you know, look at my hand. Nope, it's not my lighter. Mm-mm. It's a dead mouse, and it's flat as a board. Okay? So that bitch had been there for a long... It was there long enough that it is now flat. So I see it. I see it. I see this dead mouse, and I just look, and I just start screaming at the top of my lungs. I stand up, and I just start screaming, and I threw it up in the air. And I just scream and I run to the kitchen and I'm washing my hands in the sink, but I never stopped screaming. Right? Like I'm just hysterically the whole time. It wasn't the mouse. It was just the initial shock. So all I could think about was that dead mouse in my car that on these mountain roads. I don't care about the mouse, right? It's just a mouse. It's not that scary. But it's if that son of a bitch crawled on me while I was driving, the kids and I would be dead.
Crash.
Right? Boom. Because I wouldn't think it was a mouse. We have snakes down here.
Oh.
Yeah. And my biggest fear is always the snake coming out from underneath. And now that I know a mouse could get in and fall because she's like, oh, you got a loose panel. That's how it got in. Didn't I go online and order every mechanical thing you can get, an electronic thing that hooks up to the car battery? There's one with batteries that you can put in the back. I've got like $300 worth of gadgets coming to hook up to my car so it'll be like Kip from Knight Rider. There will be no creatures within a 100-mile radius of this house.
So another
revival.
Revival
went west and east and then to the afterlife with Jeffrey's car.
So another reason why... I'm just never going to visit Australia, not because I don't love my Aussies, but because I was watching that Netflix movie with, who was that, Nina Dobrev or whatever lookalike she's got, and she is working for a wine company, and she's camping out there.
One of those.
Yeah, and the guy's like a go sleeping bag check, pulled a big-ass snake out of her sleeping bag. I'm like, nope, nope. They're never going
to
get me down
to
there.
Me, it's not so much like there. Whatever, a bat, the snake, right? It's not so much the animal, right? It's that initial like, oh, shit, of like it being there that I don't like. Mm-mm. It's the jump scare, right? It's not the actual animal or whatever. It's that initial, like, I don't care for that, none. I don't care for that.
I had a bird fly full force at my head last week at Maitland Jail as we opened.
Was it a magpie?
No, it was a little, they've got like, so they've got pigeons there and like these little other birds. And it was one of those. And I just went, look, and it just flew past my head.
And nobody caught it on video.
Oh, no, we weren't expecting it.
Don't look at me.
We weren't expecting it.
A great TikTok.
There's lots of stuff that, lots of stuff that goes on.
Maybe, could you guys like go out, you know, since you two are close together, like go out to wherever magpies are and like try to get them.
It's not season. It's not the right season.
When's the right season?
Spring.
Well, could you guys go out together and like try to make that happen for TikTok? It'd be great footage.
We'll make my kids do it.
Getting attacked by magpies is always funny.
It's okay because Jaden will be like, oh my God, I'll be on TikTok. Okay, done.
There you go.
Just put a helmet on him.
Just put a helmet on him. That takes. Man, we give some really good parenting advice here on Unsolved Radio.
We have to go straight to this week's news because that is the best segue I've seen. So everyone get ready. Make sure you've been to the clinic and be tested because we're about to cop this week.
Hot load of hot topics.
Now, Katie McCarthy gave me a great segue and I had to go with it. Talk about great parenting advice. And just, you know, amazing advice all around. I don't know if anyone heard Debbie Lesko speak recently, but here she is. Enjoy.
Arizona is recognized for 2 minutes.
Thank you, Representative Jordan. I rise in opposition to H.R. 2377. I have 5 grandchildren. I would do anything to protect my 5 grandchildren, including, as a last resort, shooting them if I had to protect the lives of my grandchildren. Democrat bills that we've heard this week want to take away my right to protect my grandchildren. They want to take away the rights of law-abiding citizens to protect their own children and grandchildren and wives and brothers and sisters. This bill takes away due process from law-abiding citizens. Can you imagine if you had a disgruntled ex or somebody who hates you because of your political views and they go to a...
I can't imagine.
Kyle, it is my right to shoot you.
I need to start.
Just want everyone to know this.
What kind of Fear the Walking Dead 28 days later fucking crazy bullshit is going on in Arizona that you go, the only way to protect my 5 grandchildren is to shoot them if I need to.
Like, I'm trying to think of the scenarios where you'd have to shoot them to protect them. And the mist. Zombies. What else?
Things magpies. That don't happen.
Magpies.
500, Alex.
Jaws, maybe? No, you can probably.
Her bra?
I was so distracted by her lopsided titties
I feel like such a cheap shot, but I'm saying fuck her.
Look, she looks
like Grimace.
She lost it. Like you can tell she got lost straight away. She's like, I just told everyone I'm gonna shoot my grandchildren. Outrage! She's like,
imagine somebody losing or getting mad at you over political views. I don't know, bitch. Imagine being a homosexual just trying to live your life and people taking your rights away. Imagine just being a woman and somebody saying you don't have rights to your own fucking body. Fuck off, bitch. Go get your goddamn musket and go do whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, I love that TikTok where that guy's going off and it's like, let's take this way back to 1776. You get a fucking musket. That guy's my hero. Let's get him on the show.
What? Who? These people obviously don't have any kind of common sense or like we don't proofread things. We don't go, hey, let's take a second to try and clarify the message we actually want to send. People think that everyone are like, you know, brain dead redneck assholes that want guns.
These are the people that take the Constitution at face value. Like they say, rights bear arms. Okay, I have a right to a gun. They do not read the whole thing through and through.
And nobody's got a pair of bear arms hanging on their wall.
Meanwhile, but wait, but then you got the Lauren there, whose husband is showing his dick to underage kids.
Oh, as you do.
Who says, it's just a letter. There's no such thing as church and state. That's not in there.
That was actually her, not her husband. But
look, she's still, She's still out of we don't talk about Laura when she's doing something stupid, but she's something.
They vote for her. They vote for her. They voted for her.
Oh, so this broad is running unopposed.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But that's what happens. But that's what happens.
Take care of that thing. Put it back in its cage.
I really hope, and I'm going to do the cheap shot again, that Victoria's Secret sees this video and sends that woman.
Not even Victoria's Secret.
Unfortunately, Victoria's Secret is not very inclusive to sizes of Sasquatch proportions. So, sorry.
Fucking hell, Katie. That was
even McCarthy went in.
We need to go back in time.
Write that shit down.
Do you guys remember the early 90s and the Wonder Bra? That's what she needs. She needs that Wonder Bra special moment.
Yeah, that's Mean Girls tonight.
To lift and separate because it should be nice. Two, not like, not a uniboob.
Somebody get that Sasquatch a new bra. Oh.
So horrible.
Oh, that was fun.
Joel Southgate says, "What, Brooke Warren?"
Listen,
hi Joel.
What? Let the man have a typo. Leave him alone.
No, never. We don't. Yeah. We don't excuse people's faux pas here.
We just called that woman a Sasquatch. I mean,
and
no. We don't excuse poor
Grimace.
We don't excuse that. Go get properly sized, bitch, and then go read the Constitution.
McCarthy's very passionate about bras.
As a
big-breasted woman, she's very, very, you know.
I just can you imagine? I don't know, a woman has no right to her own body right now. But I can't imagine.
She has no right to them titties. Mm-mm.
But she's like, can you imagine if someone didn't agree with you politically or you had an ex? I'm like, so your first go-to is to get a gun?
And bam!
Like, your whole argument, lady, is just fucked.
Like, if that was the whole thing, like, if that was the whole logic, Kyle's whole family could just shoot me in the face.
She sounds crazy.
And they may want to.
She needs
to. They probably do. Hit them in the balls.
If any of us said that, CPS would be knocking at our door, and they would be taking our children.
Oh, yeah. Oh, especially you, man.
Could have mine.
Oh, yeah.
The gay man said he was going to shoot his kids. Run! But,
In a week where we're still like talking about, you know, Independence Day and
it's not Highland Independence Park Day. Shooting. It's not Freedom Day. It's Imprisonment Day. Mm.
Like, how tone deaf are these people? Like, read the room, folks. Like, you just had your 4th of July celebration and there was another mass shoot. Like, what?
Death counts up to 7 now, I believe.
I just don't get it. At least the shooter's father's come out and said, I want maximum punishment for him. He's like, you need to go away now, kid.
Oh, well, here's the thing. That guy is a career politician, so he's probably ramping up for something. So
at least on the right side of the law.
He's a politician.
Oh shit.
He is a politician and a Trump supporter. They both are.
Anti-gut though, by the looks of it.
Well, the gentleman who is a rapper, Awake the Rapper, by the way, is his stage name. And because he was he had some style to him, let's just say.
Was he white?
Oh, of course he was white. He was taken alive. Come on.
He looks like a ferret. I saw the photo. I didn't bring up the photo.
The man was taken alive. He was white.
Of course he was.
Okay. Yeah. So because there was a photo of him in these like wild sunglasses and dyed hair, and they're like, oh, he's got to be a leftist. Wrong. The man was, there's photos of him in Trump rallies all over the place. Like, ouch. And there's,
don't it hurt when you think you guys are like the moral majority, and then they turn out to be fucking wolf skin wearing shirtless vegans? that are storming the Capitol and like really bad SoundCloud rappers. Like, oh,
I have to say, it is really
I do need
so,
to find some of his music, but I don't want to.
So much fun lately, in person, especially with anybody I know that voted for Trump, if they're a woman. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, right, right. Nobody can say shit. Even did anybody see the thing, Roseanne Barr? She's like, I tried to warn you all, and I'm like, girl, don't even fucking go there. Like, I am trying, and I'm like, don't you dare.
Uh-uh.
Like, oh no, Rosie. No.
And you defended them.
No. Right. So I'm like, no.
I did want to mention that when that video came up, I was like, oh, someone's a little bit smug on their peanut farm, but you know, whatevs.
No, we'll see. Not happy. No, bitch. Admit when you're wrong.
Well, we saw that doesn't necessarily happen, right? We don't like to admit we're wrong. We just say sleeping pills cause racism. La la la. It was me. I said it. I went there. Sorry. Yeah, we're dealing with the fallout. Definitely, as you said, Jeffrey. Don't say.
I'm gonna need you guys to stop because you're getting kind of close into what I'm gonna get into later. So,
did he freeze?
I think he froze.
I think Steve is having a stroke. Steve, do you smell burning toast?
I'm so glad it was him and not me because I'm like,
it's all right. I got this. So let's keep a.
I don't know what the topics are.
Quick, play the show.
I mean, I technically could, but do we really want to go there?
Well, okay, wait. I got this. Wait, I know this. I can do this. Wait, okay. Wait,
I've got the topic list. I just don't have the graphics.
Tell me. Okay, I got the graphics. Tell me what the next topic is.
Bette Midler. Go for Bette Midler. Go for Bette.
Copy that. Jeffrey looks like he's concentrating.
Honey, this was so disappointing. So, and she gets coupled in with freaking Macy Gray or Marcy Gray, whatever the fuck her name is. She's been irrelevant for God knows how long. Those two have been accused of some transphobic comments. And which is kind of shocking, by the way, from Bette Midler, who is just a huge advocate of the community. So I
was trying to catch up on all this today, right? And going and reading the tweets and reading everything that was going on. And I had a really, really hard time with this. And it's something like I've been doing a little more reading about it and trying to listen and hear what people are saying. And I saw what one of the people from RuPaul's Drag Race posted. And I really think there's definitely a generational divide on this.
So I know what Macy Gray said, but what did she say?
So hers was just, it was a tweet that she was saying, women of the world. And she referenced an article. So basically, she's getting read to filth because they're saying that her tweet was non-inclusive.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Because she said women. And I'm like, time out. You're talking about a 70-something-year-old woman who was there for the women's movement. At some point, we need to be responsible enough to look at somebody's age and what they've gone through in their life. And this is somebody who fought for women's rights, right? For the woman's right to vote, for women's right to have a checking account, to have their own homes. So you're now, you can't look at all women and say, oh, you can't say woman anymore.
That's, I mean, yes and no. I mean, it's hard.
Katie, it's a generational thing, right? Okay, so growing up for me, even before I got married, when I was first with him, we couldn't get married, right? there was don't ask, don't tell. He wanted to go in the military. I'm like, you go do you, dude. I'm not going back in the closet. Have fun. Right? So it was a big thing, right? It was a huge blow-up fight. We were going to break up. It was non-negotiable for me. I don't want any part of this. The military doesn't support me. I'm not supporting the military. So it kind of is almost insulting to me to now have this generation come and say that this woman, who's always been an ally to us, to my generation, and has had our back, to now say that she's not a supporter and we are going to cancel her because she said the word woman?
Here's my thing, though.
She's a TERF?
Hold on, because I'm going to kind of take your side on this. I'm going to play devil's advocate here. When she says women, you don't necessarily know that she doesn't mean trans women. She could mean trans women. I understand the need to be inclusive. I am all about inclusivity. I love it. I think it's fantastic. I believe we should all be inclusive. However, I think to assume that Bette Midler was not being inclusive, because when she says women, how do you know immediately that she does not mean trans women?
Oh, and she was upset because they were referred. She's like, we're getting reduced to people with uteruses, or that were just known as uteruses, or okay, menopausal, or something.
Okay, so there you go.
But there
you go. Now you're getting that further into it. Okay,
there was
now,
that. There was
that. That makes sense, but then. Yep. Okay.
That, but she was saying that we're just being reduced to this. So she's saying that's not all we are.
I don't feel that way.
If I'm reading that right, Steve, is that the way it was? I don't know if he still looks kind of jacked up.
What is happening? Can you hear me? I'm all good?
We hear you now.
Yeah. So what has happened here is that, you know, she has spoken and there has been people cherry picking what they would like to hear out of that statement and what necessarily wasn't said. As Jeff said, I don't think that someone with 60 years of history of supporting not only LGBTQ rights, but, you know, she does great stuff for the environment, for all that kind of stuff, for a faux pas, on not even necessarily a faux pas, just a misinterpreted statement, to then colour 60 years of activism and support is not cool. And we're going into this era now where you need to be so careful about what you say and how you say it, that this inclusivity is going to start to exclude people. Like, that's what this is doing. They're taking someone who has been for the community, and because she had a slip up at age, 70 something, she wasn't on top of the language. Now she's a traitor and a turd and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, that's not what she intended to say. And granted, she didn't apologize in the way people wanted her to. That's Bette Midler. She's not going to.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you have a uterus, okay, and you choose to be, if you have a uterus, right, and you then choose to become a man.
Hold on. That's where you're crossing the line there.
What the fuck ever. You chose. You're making a choice. You decided that you're going to come out, just like I decided to come out of the closet because that's how I was born.
You're getting closer.
I'm not saying, look, you can't put words into it. Don't read into it what you want to put a negative connotation on it, right? I'm a gay man who his entire life has identified on the inside as a female, okay? This is not news to anybody, right? My entire life, I played with Barbies, dressed up as a woman, wore high heels. I've never felt like a boy.
I just want you to be careful with your words saying people choose to be trans.
Well, because we all make choices. I could choose to go become a woman tomorrow, or I could choose to stay as a male.
You can choose to transition. You don't choose to be who you actually are. Do you understand
what I'm saying? But this is the thing, Katie. This is the problem, right? Is now we're taking it away instead of rights, okay? So do I want to have a right to have a fucking word, or do I want to have a right to have my life and to get married? Like, this is the problem. Now we're attacking her over a word. We're attacking her because she said women. If I'm sorry, but I can't have a baby. I can't have a baby. So if you want to then have a penis and have a baby, you are no longer a woman, right?
Here's the thing, though.
So nobody.
The language matters. The language matters because the language you choose is the language.
But that's your choice.
But here's the thing, Jeff. Here's the thing, Jeff. The language you choose to use is the language that the people who are against that whole movement, against that whole community, will choose to use to weaponize. So the Don't Say Gay bill.
I'm not saying.
That's people like Ron DeSantis. They will choose those words in their bills to make the laws
there's
that
a
hurt
difference.
Your community, to hurt the
there's a
community.
Difference between, I'm not saying to go, if I decide to be Sally tomorrow, call me a her. If Steve decides to be Jesse tomorrow, let's call him a her, because that's who he is.
I'm just telling you to please be careful with your language, because that's the people who are trying to hurt the transgender community. They're using that language to hurt them, to create these bills that hurt them, and they're going, well, this person said it, this person says it. It's totally just negating a whole community and what they're trying to do. And what it's just.
But Katie, now we're fighting allies over words. We need to go after rights. We're losing rights because now, instead of worrying
point,
about
Jeff.
Rights.
That is the point.
Worried about words. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. The words you use.
You know what? You know what my group never did? You know what? Katie, I'm a gay man. You're a straight white lady fighting a gay man. Fighting a fucking gay man.
Not straight.
Since when?
Oh, I've never been
I don't
straight.
Care. Okay, you know what? You guys have a great show.
Ooh. Anyway, we got to move on. Actions speak louder than words, obviously. So there's been a lot of questionable actions going on that are kind of getting repercussions in our own time for historical actions. Let's look at... now, you're probably going to invest in a little bit more on the Emmett Hill case, Katie, because Australia, it's not really something that we have heard of, but he was... accused/arrested, and then horrible things happened to this poor boy because he whistled at a white woman in the 50s.
He whistled at a white woman in a grocery store, and that is was against the code of conduct back then for black men. There was a kind of a code of behavior that they were assumed to supposed to follow. You were meant to act pretty much be seen and not heard, essentially, back then. And he was accused of acting out, and her husband and his half-brother went and kidnapped him and brutalized him and then killed him. And they went to trial, but they were never punished for it. And then they profited off their story. They actually sold the story. They said, yep, we killed him. This is how we did it. And they made money off of it. So later on, when they were, his team was doing some research and looking through some old files, they found an unserved arrest warrant for that woman. I can't remember her first name. Bryant. Her last name is Bryant.
She doesn't really need the publicity. But
so
this this warrant is just sitting there for how many years?
Long time. She's in her 80s now, and I don't think it matters. I think go arrest her, because it hasn't been rescinded. It is still valid technically. So
right.
Go get her.
It's still a legal document, right? It is still something that
it was. It was there. It was verified by the county clerk, or the court clerk, not the county clerk, I apologize, and said it was still valid, and go get her. Why not?
So there's also the news this week and last week, there has been charges laid against a former Nazi guard as well for their part in, you know, what happened during all of that horribleness. It's so... Is there an end date on this kind of stuff, especially that it's something as dramatic as the Holocaust and as world-changing as the Holocaust? The people are guilty no matter what decade it is, right?
If you're guilty, you're guilty. And that's my opinion on it. If that arrest warrant is still valid, go and get the bitch. She did something fucking wrong. Like, I don't understand. There shouldn't be a gray area. He did something wrong in the Holocaust. He caused the deaths of millions of people. Put him in fucking prison.
Oh, I agree with that. But in the legal sense, I don't know what the... Oh, God, what is the...
Statute of limitations.
I don't know what, like, legally, like, what that is for war crimes. I mean, if it were up to me, just take him out back and do what he did to his victims, honestly. That's what I think. Eye for an eye. With horrible things like that, I mean, I'm not usually for the death sentence, but when it comes to something like that, oh, hell yeah. Get him.
I mean, it's very hard because, you know, there were Germans that were supposed to the Third Reich that had nothing to do with, you know, the day-to-day extermination of these millions of people. Are they guilty by association because they were supporters of, or like, this is a question, and this is why history is so important. We can't whitewash things and go, this didn't happen.
Well, it depends on what they were doing.
Trouble.
What did you do? I mean, were you passively supporting to survive? Because that's a whole lot different than giving money and supporting them actively. I don't think passively supporting makes it any better, but I think I'm more willing to kind of... I can't even speak on that. It's not my place to speak on it. I'm not Jewish. I didn't have any family in that. Like, you would have to ask someone who had family in the Holocaust how they felt about that, because they would probably have a whole different feeling about it, man.
Exactly. I don't necessarily think it's anyone's opinion, and like, power of opinion really matters. I think it's just important that knowledge is out there and that people are reminded of it, because, you know, with the world the way it is, we get so distracted by politics and, you know, COVID and all this kind of stuff that does get forgotten.
Excellent.
Melissa is exactly right.
Excellent. Go get them. Get them. Treat them the exact same way they treated those poor people that were in the Holocaust.
Right.
Do it.
But there is some good news. This week we have some good news flowing about. Unexpected news, actually. Joe Rogan has distanced himself from Donald Trump.
That is an interesting story.
Interesting turn of events. Now, apparently, Trump has tried to get on Rogan's show multiple times, and Joe has refused because he doesn't want to give him a platform. His candidate for the party is maybe a little bit more troubling. Joe supports Rob DeSantis. But interesting turn of events, because the Trumps love Rogan, right?
Yes. But, you know, I think I read somewhere that Rogan's actually... had some pretty liberal views himself. Like, I don't think he has any liberal candidates, but I feel like he's not super conservative, not super Republican. I think he's a little more towards the middle, maybe. I don't know. I think the man's a pig, honestly.
It left me really shook.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised he was not a Trump supporter either. So that kind of blew my mind. If anyone, him.
You assumed it would be him.
Oh,
100%. 100%. Like, you would think that he would be a card carrying, flag waving, staunch
red Trump hat wearing. Yep.
100%. And that's what got me about it, is that it was so unexpected. And yeah.
I thought that was pretty wild too.
it just proves the conversation we're having today is relevant about, you know, weaponizing things that don't necessarily seem to need to be weaponized. The Trump supporters have really jumped on the Rogan bandwagon. They believe everything Joe says as much as they believe everything Trump says. It's just like, I don't know how this makes them feel now that he's come out and gone, no, I'm not about that life. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in his audience share, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be very interested to hear about that too, because what was it that he what was the topic that got him all those listens a few months back? I bet they were all Trump supporters. It was something controversial.
Anti-COVID and
guaranteed.
It was all that conspiracy, you know, big government conspiracy, and all that kind of stuff. All the
guarantee that was all the QAnon supporters. Stuff
was all. It's all. Yep. I'm sure it was all Trump supporters. It has to be, right?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, it has to be.
It has to be. All right, we're having really bad internet issues today for the first time ever. I am lagging like a mofo. I'm going to give this to you, Katie, because this was the story. Can you talk a little bit about this? I'm going to try and sign back into the internet, so wish me luck.
Oh.
Here it is.
Oh, yay.
Talk this on it.
This is a fun good story.
Talk on it.
We like this one. So
I'll be back.
I'm just... Brandon Brown is the NASCAR racer. I believe that's his name. I just read this story, but it's made me very happy because we need some good news once in a while, right, kids? So Everyone remembers back when the Let's Go Brandon chant started, and it was this guy, Brandon Brown's first NASCAR race. It was his first victory.
Victory,
and
yeah.
And people were chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," because that's the guy's name. And people thought they were saying, "Fuck Joe Biden." That's how that all started into a whole movement of "Let's go, Brandon." It's code for "fuck Joe Biden." We're so clever, aren't we?
I didn't even know that.
Meanwhile, I'm like, "Who's Brandon?" I just found out this is Brandon. Like it is July 7th, 2022, and I just found out who Brandon was, y'all.
You were today years old.
I was today years old when I found out who Brandon was. But Brandon has won a place in my heart because Brandon made a friend out of another Brandon who is an 8-year-old from Minnesota who has autism. And he saw a sign that said, "Let's go, Brandon." And he thought the sign was just someone cheering him on, motivating him and encouraging him to do awesome things. So Brandon tried things he's never tried before. He learned how to swim. He took the training wheels off his bike. And his mom was just so inspired by that they wrote a book about him. And Brandon Brown put the cover of the book on his car.
Oh, see, I love stories like that. As the mom to kids with superpowers, I am that shit like that gets me every time.
Don't you love it?
I thought that was fantastic. I need a copy of that book, just throwing it out there.
Okay, so the name of the book is Brandon Spots His Sign, and the author is, let me find it really quick.
We'll post it to the page anyway.
I will, okay, but her name is Shaletta Brundage. And good for you guys. Let's go, Brandon. And let's go, Brandon. And I don't mean fuck Joe Biden. I mean, let's go, Brandon.
Oh, that is too sweet.
So weird. I thought that was the weirdest. But
Steve, if you didn't hear me, I was today years old when I finally found out who Brandon was for that "Let's go, Brandon" thing.
Yeah, but look, education is important no matter how old you are. You can always learn. It truly is.
But now I'm just going to... Now every time someone says "Let's go, Brandon," I'm going to be like, "Oh, you read the book too? That's awesome!
You know the thing that other people know.
You read the book? That's so great! Good for you."
So there is some justice in the world as well. I don't know if anyone has read the article or followed the story about Sarah Chrisham, who has been freed from prison after I think she served 27 years or something like that for murdering the man who took her into sex trafficking at 11 years old. Mm. I mean, like...
This is... She would be part of my... If they made a movie about her, she would be part of my favorite subgenre that's called Good For Her!
Right, yeah. Good for her.
Good for her.
Like, yeah. There's... Like that, she's never going to get that time back, obviously. And the article talks about how that is going to really, you know, shape the rest of her life and obviously color everything that she does. But she's been given an official pardon. She's like, they're basically saying, go have a life. You have earned it. You've changed your life in prison. And
yeah.
Probably, maybe shouldn't have been there in the first place, but that's not for us to decide. That's for a court to decide. And
that was California, right?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah.
Hope she sues their asses off.
Right. You never know what'll happen. This world is crazy. Last night here, early hours, I guess, in the morning, your time. Boris Johnson went bye-byes. No more president. Prime ministers over there.
I mean, he does kind of look like Trump, doesn't he?
Oh, he just needs a haircut, right?
Bye-bye, Boris.
We have to go. Bori, what happened to your hair, mate? Like, that hairdo is just not okay. So for people that aren't following British politics, which some of you aren't, he actually was a vote of no confidence. The party turned against him. Everyone started to quit. All this kind of stuff, and then he hired someone that was guilty of sexually assaulting people and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
But that the biggest sounds familiar, right? Could be Australia, could be America. Who knows where we are?
Deja vu.
But the biggest thing that stuck in people's craw is that he had a party during COVID lockdown when he was he was encouraging people to stay at home, do the right thing, you know. The party just happened to be at number 10 Downing Street, which is the home of the British Prime Minister, like iconically in everything. The scandal is known as Partygate over there. Yeah. And this is what he said. This was his statement, an apology statement when he was speaking publicly. I want to apologize for the whole thing. With hindsight, I should have sent everyone back inside. Bitch. With hindsight, you shouldn't have been having drinks in the middle of a global pandemic. Like, just because you are in power doesn't mean you can have a garden party.
It's almost like he's went, fucked up. Do you know what? I'm really, really sorry.
I'm sorry about it.
My bad.
Wow. Hearing the British accent on top of your Australian accent is pretty wild.
The dissonance is too much.
It's a little much for me to handle.
Do you know what's a little bit much for me to handle? The fact that Ricky Martin may be crazy.
Oh, look.
This is
the crazier they are, the better they are in bed. Just saying.
Occurring to you now that this man might be crazy when he was, living La Vida Loca.
Right.
Okay, that was
but
a
Ricky
bad
Martin's part, being though. Served with pay, or if they found him. I don't know if they were still trying to find the bitch. They were still trying to find the bitch last summer. So being served with papers for, I believe, aggravated assault and spousal assault. So Ricky, famously gay performer, Ricky Martin. Yeah, it's being served with assault. We don't know who is serving the assault. That was not revealed. But this has all come to light because his former manager is asking for millions of dollars because she helped silence a career-ending allegation against Ricky Martin.
All I can think about with Ricky Martin is that American Dad episode now, and it's just... I can't. Sorry.
It's just very like there's some more room in Ricky's closet for skeletons. I guess he came out of it, so there's got to be something else in there.
Came out and slammed the door.
Yeah, she banged the door, possibly.
Joke, not mine.
He begged the door and left all the bodies in there. But watch this space. He's a beautiful man, though. It's very sad when beautiful people are criminals. I'm like, oh, why?
As I said, Steve, the crazier they are, the better they are in bed. It's okay.
We are going to talk about some more good news.
Oh, good.
Because we put it out there like earlier this year when this actually happened. But it looks like,
yay,
a Romy and Michelle high school reunion is actually in the works. Both yep. Lisa Kudrow and Mira Sorvino have said that they are working, or the original scriptwriter of the movie is working on something. It is actually happening. It's early stages, but something is going to happen. We could be seeing Romy and Michelle go to there.
I'm so excited.
Is Ramon coming back?
Ramon. I just hope we get... We have to have Toby.
We need Toby.
And we have to have Heather Moody.
Heather Moody.
Yes, yep. Heather.
Right?
No, we need everyone. We need
everyone from the original cast. We need them all back.
We need them all back.
They're all still alive at the moment. So, and not
we need
doing
them
horrible
all.
Things that need we know them all. So we need... How good would a sequel be just to see where their lives took them? Because...
Oh my God, that could be the next reunion.
I mean, the last we saw was the cowboy and Heather Mooney like going at it.
The last thing we saw, she was wearing the dress that exacerbated her genetic betrayal that was her life. Remember, they were folding scarves. Yeah. They ended the movie on a happy note.
Oh, I met Heather Mooney. Like we saw
Heather was getting dressed at the last scene.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Just cut the tag off it. I'll wear it out.
I totally exemplifies the genetic betrayal that is my life.
I'm just gonna have to watch the movie.
We might even have to do an assigned seating on that one. Because
I want to be in on that one, please.
Plastic. I know. Yep. This is one of the movies that everyone's like, I want to do that one. I want to do that one. So I'm like, we'll have to ration out who gets to do what, I think, because there's a lot of people that want to talk on a lot of different things, but we're going to keep it going. For those of you that missed it earlier this week, Jeffrey and I did the side seating on the 80s, classic comedy, Outrageous Fortune, starring Shirley Long and Bette Midler. If you haven't seen it, watch it. There are parts that are a little bit culturally troublesome, let's just say, because it was made in the 80s. So, you know, it is a record of its time. Let's put it that way.
There's a lot of
there is a
like
record,
that.
There is a new record of the time coming out that is a little bit troubling to me. Have you guys seen the poster for The Munsters?
I didn't see. That's not okay.
It's not okay, is it?
Can we just...
That's not right.
Listen, I'm just going to... Rob.
Rob. Rob, I need to talk to you. You need to sit down.
Stop putting your wife in these fucking movies.
Or put her in the movie. Put her in the movie, but don't make her the lead.
No, don't put her in, period. Just stop.
Like, you can tell from the trailer, they did a little mock trailer where they kind of reenacted the opening credits. I can tell by her walking. This is going to be a bad movie.
Well, he hasn't put out a good movie in years.
I was like, oh,
I'm
no.
sorry.
Oh.
And you know what? I people are divided on the Lords of Salem, and I still can't get into
it. I didn't mind her in that movie. I thought that was the one movie that she was all right in.
Yeah, she did okay there, but the movie's still trash. But my point is, this man has not given a good film since The Devil's Rejects. Fight me.
Fight me about it. Let's
talk about it, okay? Because
we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. We'll bring this over to Uncensored Horror. We'll bring it over to Uncensored Horror. We'll talk about it.
Uncensored Horror, good plug. We have Wolf Creek 3 definitely coming. It's in production, apparently. Due out next year. So
that man is horrifying.
I know, right?
Incredible.
And if you want to know, Katie, if you want to know that, like, how fucked up Australia is, that man
used to read us
children's
stories.
TV. used to read us children's stories.
I hear that actor is a sweetheart. I hear he's a total doll that plays this horrific monster, and he's scary.
two things that tell you you grew up in Australia is that, you know, John Jarrett used to read you children's stories on TV, and you got taught about drugs and alcohol by a man in the back of a van with his hand in a puppet.
Right.
So, look, iconically
we'll have to
Australian.
Introduce you to Happy Healthy Harold one day. You'll love him.
Yes, you will.
You will love him. He's a giraffe because they're so native to Australia.
Sign me up. I'm in.
Happy Healthy Harold. Brooke, did you ever get to go to the fancy one? So they used to come around to schools and do like puppet shows, you know, brushing your teeth and, you know, doing all that kind of stuff.
Oh, we
did you ever
like
go
that.
Did you ever go to the actual place and see the animatronic one that moved?
No, but
blew my mind.
That,
it sounds like nightmare material.
Oh, it was. It really was. But I always had the person with their hand up, the Harold.
Lucky Harold.
Katie looks puzzled. I broke
Harold
Katie.
Harold's a hand puppet.
Harold. They had their hand up the Harold.
What did Harold do to you? My goodness.
He tried to teach us about sex and all that kind of stuff.
My goodness.
So I got fisted. Lucky Harold, some would say.
Okay.
And on that note, on a show that's been full of shock and drama, because, you know, it's been one of those days.
I'm like, that's why he's Happy Harold.
We don't have Vera, as you can see.
Oh.
We have no Vera today.
Oh.
So we have a stand-in. Are you ready? Are you prepared for this?
I feel like I'm not in the right mindset anymore, but I'll try.
You don't have to do it if you don't want to, but you can...
Oh,
I've
got something, but I'll go for it. But
all right. So this is usually where Vera vents. Usually.
All right.
I'm not going to say what I called it in our private group chat, but it was very inappropriate.
It was very inappropriate, but clever and funny.
I'm clever and funny. All right, Katie, here you go. You can vent in 3, 2, 1.
All right, kids. Now, there's no one, and I mean no one, that could take the place of Vera, but hell, I'm going to give it a shot, all right? So it's not new news that Roe v. Wade was overturned. And it was the 4th of July this past weekend in America here, and we had a bunch of entitled white celebrities, female, saying, oh, we're going to cancel the 4th of July. We got nothing to celebrate. Most notably, it was like Kim Kardashian and Jessica Chastain. And there were also, you know, white girls on Facebook just having funeral barbecues. And they're just, they're really just besides themselves because of this. Shouldn't you have given a fuck a long time ago about this stuff, man? Like, where have you been? Okay? This is why you should have cared, okay? These women have been apathetic for a long time. Let me, like, run some things by you. In the 2016 election, 45% of white women voted for Hillary. 47 voted for Trump. Now, this may not seem like a huge difference, but think about where we are now. Trump put three judges on the Supreme Court, appointed them for lifetime appointments there. Roe v. Wade getting overturned was only possible because of that. It was only possible because the majority is now conservative, because of Trump, because a lot of people voted for Trump. A lot of white people voted for Trump. Compare that to the 94% of Black women who voted for Hillary, the 67% of the Hispanic women that voted for Hillary. I couldn't find any other numbers for the other women of color, but trust me, their voices matter. They will always matter. And let me get into other things. In 2021, 375 trans people were killed. It was the deadliest year on record for trans and non-gender conforming people in 13 years. 1 in 4 of those people were killed in their own home. Is that not enough for you to give a fuck? Is that not enough? It was also a record-breaking year for anti-trans legislation. 33 states introduced more than 100 bills to strip those people of their rights. Were you mad then? Were you boycotting these stupid little holidays then? The U.S. has the highest maternal mortality rate in any country, and it has doubled in the past 25 years. Black people are 3 times more than likely to die in childbirth than white people. The national standard is 17 per 100,000. For the black people, it's 43 per 100,000. 43 per 100,000. They are also more likely to die of pregnancy-related diseases, preeclampsia, eclampsia, cardiomyopathy, embolisms. Vera is going to be so pissed I mispronounced all of these things. But it's not even about just prenatal and postnatal and postpartum care. It's about healthcare in general. Predominantly Black villages and towns, they have higher levels of air pollution and fewer supermarkets than other neighborhoods. They have lack of access to healthcare and medical specialists. And you know what? Where was your outrage then? Where is your outrage now? You're only mad because it directly affects you. So now maybe you decide, oh, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to boycott this holiday. Do you know who cares? Not those fucking politicians. They don't care if you don't celebrate the 4th of July. They don't give a fuck. It doesn't directly affect them. You know what directly affects them? Going to the fucking polls and doing something about it. Don't forget the Stonewall riots. You know, the one where the transgender Black woman started the fucking riot against the police. The one that started the Pride celebrations. That was only 53 years ago. Martin Luther King marched from Selma, Alabama to Montgomery in protest for civil rights 57 years ago. We are not that far removed from these major events, for these major movements. But why aren't you angry about that? Where have you been? If you want to really do something that matters, get educated, get to the fucking polls, and vote. No one gives a shit if you didn't go to the fireworks or a fucking barbecue on the 4th of July. Shut the fuck up, get off of Facebook, and go do something.
I think that was pretty good. Just quietly. you got the Vera inside. I think you felt the spirit of Vera inside you.
I did. I felt Vera. I felt Vera in me. I felt her. I felt her around me.
Hello, good thanks. Well, look.
Well, you know.
We joke.
I'm into Vera, okay? I said it.
Who isn't? You can't be. It's inhumane not to be into Vera. So thank you for joining us again today, everyone. I must stress that, you know, we may disagree on topics on the show, but there is always love behind it. So please don't read anything into any of our actions. We all disagree all the time. We just don't usually do it on camera. But it's juicier when it is. But we have some...
Everyone.
Yeah, look, I'm not fond of most of you all the time anyway. We do have some good stuff coming up. Obviously, we have how this we ended up
generally
this
way. Why I'm they bully me.
Next, oh yeah, that's it. How we ended up back this way next week. And I sat down this week with an amazing Australian creator / comedian / actor / all things amazing. Miss Ruby Tees will be on the show next Wednesday, Australian time, Tuesday, American time. And we sat down and had a bit of a chat about social media, finding your path, creativity, and just how to make the world work for you and be a creative individual. She's a blast. If you don't follow Ruby on social media, you really should. But there'll be more about that next week. And we will be back. I don't know who will be here, but we'll be back next week on UCR Live. Much love. See you soon. Take it easy. I can't find the titles. There we go. Bye. And now the internet wants to work fine because that's, you know, the way that fucking things work on this show.